So welcome back to part one of the Heart series, and today 10. And first up, congratulations on making it through part one. And hopefully it's been a really useful, steady and smooth introduction to this type of exercise, where you're reminding yourself of that innate, kind, generous, loving, happy quality that exists within all of us, but which we often lose touch with because we're so busy thinking about things and doing things. So this hopefully has been an opportunity for you to be reminded of that feeling, but not only to be reminded about it for yourself, but to be reminded about it in relation to the way in which you communicate with others, the way in which you relate to others, and the willingness, perhaps in the mind, to share that sense of happiness, those moments of happiness, with others. And so often we tend to think of sort of holding on to happiness, chasing after happiness, and only sort of giving away or pushing away feelings of discomfort or unease or thoughts, emotions we don't like very much. So by turning it on its head like this, we actually become more generous, more kind, and more willing to share that happiness with others. And as a consequence, the mind is more open. There's a greater sense of calm, a greater sense of ease. And therefore our relationships tend to improve, the way in which we communicate and interact with others tends to improve as well. But for now, we'll just do the final day of part one. So take a moment to get comfortable. Remember, eyes open, aware of the space around you, and when you're ready, you can begin by taking some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes as you feel yourself sink down into the chair. Just becoming a little bit more familiar with the physical senses. So as you bring the mind now away from any sounds, just bringing the attention back to the body, noticing physical sensations within the body, just scanning down for from head to toe. And at the same time as you become more aware of the physical sensations, taking the time to notice the emotional quality of mind too. So just use this opportunity now just to be clear why you're doing what you're doing right now. Clear about how it can benefit others and who it could potentially benefit. And so having set up the right kind of attitude for the visualization, knowing it's just a process that we're watching unfold, and just allow the attention now to shift, to focus on the rise and the fall of the breath in the body, and just remain with that sensation just for the next couple of minutes. And now just becoming a little bit more aware of that pinprick of light in the middle of the chest, middle of the body, and just watching now as that process unfolds, same time as the recollection. And just staying with that for the next couple of minutes. So aware now of how that feels within yourself, and with the wish to share that with somebody else. Now just visualizing that other person, and in just the same way, very slowly watching as that visualization unfolds, leaving that person feeling free from any difficulties, looking very relaxed, happy, and at ease. And with that image very clear in the mind, that person looking as happy as they possibly could. Just letting that go now and allowing the mind to do whatever it wants to do. So now bringing the attention back once again to the body, to the physical sensations, to the other physical senses. And as you open the eyes, familiarizing yourself with the space around you, just taking a moment to be clear about how you feel right now. Not analyzing it or judging it, but just noticing how you feel right now. And being clear in your mind about having that intention to be mindful, to be present throughout the day. To look for those opportunities. Remind yourself of how it feels when you imagine another person looking very happy as you do within the meditation. Just to bring a sense of stability in that feeling. Just to tap into that feeling throughout the day. But for now, you can sit back, have a stretch, and again, well done for making it through the first part of the Heart series. As I say, we'll progress this. And although it may sound as though the progression makes it sort of more difficult, I think what most people find actually is that as you go through, because you're becoming more familiar with the rhythm and because the process is starting to sort of change things, starting to make that feeling of happiness become that much more familiar, that actually it gets easier in many ways. And it's surprising just how we can share that sense of our own calm and happiness with others and the impact that can make on our relationships that we have with others and on the way that we communicate and relate to those around us. Just one final thought before I finish today, and that's before you begin day one of part two, you might just like to think in advance who it is you'd like to imagine. Remember, you don't have to have the same person there every day, so there might be several people who you like to use. If you have children, then they're often very, very good to use in this context, within this exercise, because it's very easy to generate a sense of kindness, of love, of happiness towards those people. But it really doesn't matter. It can be anybody kind of very close to you, a close friend, a family member that you feel quite naturally evokes that sense of kindness, of generosity and happiness in yourself. But I'll leave it there for now. And I look forward to seeing you back here for day one of part two of the Heart series.